Okay, hi, this is Paul Slatkis. I'm out in the Hamptons on a beautiful estate. I'm here with two gentlemen that are throwing a beautiful party for a lot of people. And so if you're going to say introduce yourselves and tell us why we're here.
I'm Jeff Pulver. This is my partner, Stephen Nureyov. And we're here to celebrate the year of the blockchain.
The year of the blockchain, okay. So how did you start in the blockchain world?
So I started early on, around 2011. I got involved in Bitcoin, and then in late 2013, early 2014, I was fortunate enough to become part of the Ethereum team. And I was the one who did the legal structure for what eventually ended up becoming the ICO. And so then it's just been a wild ride since then, and this past year has been really exciting. We're excited about security tokens, we're excited about changing the world, and all of the great stuff and all these great people.
All right, ICO. So I've been told I should do an ICO. And I interviewed Jeff many years ago. I mean, what an honor to get to see him again. Jeff, created the IP on the phones. I mean, he's like a serious inventor. So for you to be involved with this, you must mean that you see the promise and you see the opportunity.
Well, I see a systemic change.
Okay.
That the promise the internet gave us so much. But the promise of having blockchain over the internet is going to bring forth changes in businesses no one ever has conceived of. The opportunity to have truth in business, immutable truth, changes a lot of things. And so it's as much as the internet changed the way we do business, blockchain will change the way we do internet. And it's going to create tremendous wealth opportunities, but change in ecosystems, sometimes that are hundreds of years old, will forever be changed going forward.
All right, so let me ask you an ICO question, because So I can have my own money? Huh? Can I have my own money?
Can you make your own money?
Yeah, can I
Absolutely.
Make my own money?
That's the whole point. I mean,
so I don't have to go to the Federal Reserve. I don't have to go to the banks.
You become your own Federal Reserve.
You become your own central bank. You
yes,
issue your own money,
right?
And then people decide what that money is worth.
Slack this money.
So you're
good
taking
news
back
money,
control of yeah. your personal power.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a phenomenon. And so many people, as the web has made everybody a producer, ICO can make everybody a bank. Yes,
that's right. Everybody can be their own bank. Every company can be its own bank. Every town.
If you think about the Small Business Administration, many people can go to the SBA for a loan. Some get it, some don't. But there's a promise from the U.S. government to support small business that represents 70% of the economy. There is going to be an opportunity for small companies, medium companies, and large companies to, in fact, create a currency or create a unit of value that they can use to empower their ecosystem. That we will see. And that empowerment will help change and provide liquidity for some businesses.
All right, and it'll help bring some peaceful actions. Let me ask you two last questions, because we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, September 21st, World Peace Day. Do an event in Times Square, and it's worldwide. 193 countries agreed to it. So what does peace mean to you? If you could say your name again.
Peace. Means that we all recognize that we're the same.
Jeff, what's peace mean to you?
Being, breathing, connecting, and living.
You hit it on the head. All right, guys, thank you so much. Congratulations on your being involved with this. Actually, it gives me a lot more security knowing successful businessmen like you are dealing with this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.